There is a major anti-terrorism operation underway in Munich. There are three shooters are believed to be involved in killing at least nine people around a McDonald's restaurant at something called the Olympia Shopping Centre in a suburb called Musak. Now, we think that is near the Olympic Village from 1972 in a suburb of Munich. Beautiful, beautiful city, that Munich. The motives of the shooters are still unknown, but a video has been released in which one of the shooters says he is German. Now, the city of Munich remains in lockdown. And, of course, this comes just a week after a terrorist attack on a train last week when a teenage Afghan refugee attacked passengers with an axe. And I think two are still in a critical condition from that. Now, to discuss the attack and the mood and the political ramifications that might be possible, I'm joined now by Andrew McCathy. He's a freelance journalist now. He's the former European correspondent for the Australian Financial Review and I think well known to many Australian readers. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Yes, hi, Geraldine.
Now, I know that you're normally based in Berlin, but I assume all of Germany is following this. What do we know so far about the shooters? What do we actually know, and what is speculation?
Well, we know there were three. It now appears that they found the body of one. It's unclear if he shot himself or was shot by another one. So that leaves two on the run.
And are they Germans? Is this correct? I mean, because everyone's just being very careful about ascribing blame.
Well, that's right. I mean, we're 6 hours into the crisis, I guess you would have to call it, and the authorities are saying they find it very strange that they're just unable to say what are the motives or who are the people, because there are not the usual telltale signs. I mean, so that leaves them with two possibilities. One is that it could have been inspired by radical Islam or an extreme right-wing group. I mean,
this extreme right-wing group, which is sudden, what are we talking about here? I've not heard anything about this until this morning. I mean, of course, I know that they exist, but they haven't been active at all, have they? Is this from the Dresden source, is it?
Well, no, there are quite a few. Radical right-wing groups in Germany, and they have been very active, especially during the refugee crisis, and they've been burning down refugee homes and things like that. I mean, there's various splinter groups associated with. There's a remarkable number of groups called, you know, home protection for particular cities and things like that. And what is quite remarkable is that if it is an extreme right-wing or right-wing inspired series of attacks here, it's Munich at the moment is home to a trial, a long-running trial of a woman called Beate Chaper, who was the last remaining member of a group called the National Socialist Underground, which was a right-wing terrorist organization which murdered nine immigrants in the about 10 years ago and were involved in a series of bank robberies and bombings and things like that too. So Munich has a little bit of association with this anyway. Plus, people have pointed out today is the first anniversary of that terrible massacre in Norway.
Oh, is it really? I had not realised that. My goodness.
So there are sort of connections here. So that's one possibility. And but one thing that I was just listening to the television news and various terrorists analysts have been saying, what is quite remarkable is that normally by this stage you have a few signs that it has been inspired by radical Islam of some kind, and that's not happened this time.
Now, has there been? I noticed that the German spy chief has been giving interviews like back. This is actually back in April. A Reuters interview. Hans-Georg Maaßen told the German newspaper Welt am Sonntag that he was talking about ISIS. But I mean, have they also been warning people about a disturbing rise of sort of crossing over into violent tendencies? tendencies by the far right? Is that something you're conscious of?
Yes, for sure. And there has been a rise in incidents of right-wing violence in Germany over the last year, especially associated, as I said, with the refugee crisis. But I would have to say, I mean, just on that point, that is to me, that is a very interesting point, because up until Nice, I think Nice was a very important event in Europe, and it seemed to me that people in Germany were particularly shocked by that, because there had been a sense that somehow the authorities in France might have got this a bit under control because they had killed off the...
Well, they were about to raise the state of emergency.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, that's right. And so people were particularly shocked by that, and in Germany, on that night, quite remarkably, there were 10 Berlin schools standing on the waterfront in Nice, and there are two Berlin students were killed, and their teacher and quite a few Germans were injured. It's unsure exactly how many Germans were killed yet. They haven't actually released any official figures. So it was quite a lot of shock about that, and then a couple of days later was that terrible attack on the train where four people were seriously injured, and then a passerby was also attacked. And they've still been trying to piece that together, essentially, as to what really happened there. What exactly motivated this 17-year-old Afghan? There is even questions about, was he really Afghan? And so there were a whole series of questions that were unanswered from that, and now we've sort of lurched into this. And, I mean, you would have to say, as a result of that, the mood here is very brittle anyway.
It's febrile. Mm.
Yeah.
Look,
nothing like this has ever happened. Nothing like this has ever happened in Germany since the Second World War. It's never been the case that a major city is in lockdown. The entire public transport system has been shut down.
Well, of course, that did happen in Belgium, didn't it? That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
But not in Germany. Mm.
And what has been remarkable, though, Germany took in last year about a million refugees. Very controversial decision to do that. And I would have to say, up until Nice, the refugee crisis had just vanished. I mean, it was an absolute credit to Germany. They essentially absorbed these people and gave them shelter, provided them with some sort of outlook for maybe finding work. They provided them with some sort of monthly income. And the last we saw of the refugees was a couple of weeks ago, where there were photos in the press of refugees dressed in the German colours cheering on the German national football team.
At Euro.
In the European Football Championships. So these kind of developments of the last week, and if this is actually ends up being attributed to some kind of maybe Islamic State inspired action, will sort of change the whole mood again and just suddenly start regenerating a sense of mistrust about the refugees and a sort of even, you know, terrible as to say it, but I mean the far right parties will really pick up on this and try to portray the refugees as sort of ticking bombs in the country, as they've sort of been trying to do as a result of this attack on the
train.
Well,
I was going to say, what would be the point of the far right, of the far right? This is why I can't quite understand attacking a sort of a shopping centre in a relatively good part of Munich. What's the point of that?
Yes, well, this is a big question. Yeah, I know. I think it is a mystery as to what are the motivations at this stage. I would have to say. I mean, this video surfaced about an hour ago, which was a video made by someone who appears from an apartment block directly looking over this the shopping centre, and it appears that one of the shooters was yelling back that he was a German. The guy was shouting back to him that you're a disgrace, to put it mildly, what he was saying. He was saying, I'm a German, but he said, I was born in Germany and I grew up in an area where was heavily affected by, or was mainly welfare benefit, people receiving welfare benefits.
Oh, I see.
So whether this was, you know, striking against a sort of a more affluent part of German society, it's really unclear, or whether this is a protest against the National Socialist trial that's underway in Munich, or whether it is something to do with the refugee crisis.
We've yet to find out.
We've yet to find out.
Let me just... Andrew McCathy's my guest. He's a freelance journalist based now in Berlin, has lived there for many years and very well equipped and very well sort of tuned into German society. Now, Angela Merkel is convening her Security Council today, she has said, to address the shooting. Now, her response is going to be very important on many levels, isn't it?
Well, first of all, Angela Merkel has to come back from vacation.
Oh, she's on vacation at the moment.
And in fact, I would say half the cabinet is on vacation. The German summer holidays really started this week. The Interior Minister is now on a flight back from America. So they really were caught on the back foot with this one. Yes, well, I mean, I guess they hope by tomorrow to have some more evidence about what actually happened. I mean, I think actually just on the refugee question, the other thing that really should be pointed out, there was at the start of this year, you might remember, a particularly nasty event in Cologne when a large group of women were attacked, sexually attacked, by...
New Year's, that's right, by a range of... It now turns out North African men primarily,
North African,
not
band
Syrians.
Of North Africans, basically. Yes, I was trying to find a polite way to describe it. But so this will also resurface again as a sort of an issue, I fear, as well. It's a very...
And when
very
I... Can I just interrupt you? When I was there, evidence was emerging of quite a lot more attacks than had been initially known, because there's been continuing investigations. So this is not going away. That incident is not going away.
That incident is not going away. And the few of the people that they've been able to actually arrest who are involved are now going through the courts. So there is a fairly frequent sort of regular coverage of the court appearances of these alleged attackers from there. It's a very difficult situation for Merkel. I mean, she is seen as the one who opened the doors for refugees, and I would say, like many people, she actually had no choice there. I mean, she had to avert a humanitarian catastrophe on Europe's borders, and also people should also be aware that under the German constitution, Germany has to accept refugees fleeing war. And the same thing happened in the early 90s with the Yugoslavian war. There was also at the same time a very strong reaction to that from the right wing and a rise of right wing parties. This time around, for Merkel, the complicating factor is there is a new right-wing nationalist populist party which has been very effective and now has representation in half of the 16 German states based on an anti-foreigner campaign. And it looks like it's going to repeat that into state elections that are coming up, which means it has real momentum behind it. It has been through a whole series of upheavals and dramas, but that could mean next year, for the first time since the Second World War, there will be a extreme right-wing nationalist party in the National German Parliament.
Yes. So, yes, I'll let you go, Andrew, but I must say the German people whom I met, I felt there was a genuine internal debate on around whether the wisdom of having accepted a whole huge number of people suddenly and people... I also got the impression there was a lot of things that couldn't be said out loud, that were said behind closed doors. There was a genuine sense of we can cope with this versus what do we think we're doing? And people weren't really comfortable with speaking about this. So so that was an underlying sense all through, and this is clearly going to play into it.
That's correct. And, I mean, Merkel has been under attack from not just conservatives and the right wing about refugees, but also from the left. because the left see that decision as opening the gate or opening the door to the radical right and to the success of this nationalist populist party I was talking about, the Alternative for Germany. So she's been under fire from both sides, but as I said, I would think she had no other choice.
All right.
And I would also think that up until a week ago, it was a very successful policy, quite remarkably, beyond anything that anybody could have imagined that any country could absorb.
Yes, it was incredibly impressive to watch, I must say.
Yeah.
Andrew, I'm going to let you go because
we're
going to keep our eye on developments and see if they can track down those remaining two gunmen. Thank you so much for taking our call. Okay.
Okay.
Andrew McCathy, who is a freelance journalist now and closely following events, and we will also be closely following events and bring them to you before we go off air at 9 o'clock.